Okay, ready?
Yes.
Cool. Hello, everybody, and welcome to News to Drink To. Week-old News to Drink To. We couldn't record last week because I couldn't get here.
No.
The trains didn't work.
Travel was a ball ache.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have a car because we're poor. Subscribe. Subscribe to this,
exactly,
please.
Yeah.
And who knows? Who knows? Let's start with some... it was quite big news a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're getting a Friday the 13th television show.
We are, apparently.
A prequel, which is going to be called, I believe, Camp Crystal Lake.
Something like that. Yeah, or Crystal Lake. So I think it's called just Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake.
So it's a Friday the 13th television show. I think we've already had this. It was American Horror Story Series 11, was it?
Yeah, there was quite obvious and deliberate parallels.
Yes, American Horror Story 1984 is what they called it, yeah.
But then, I mean, that was just like a summer camp that was populated by ghosts of people that died there.
Yes. Mm. Well, isn't that just what Crystal Lake is?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
This will be streaming on Peacock, which we don't have here. Mm. Do we have a version of it?
Well, we do have Peacock. We have a version of Peacock on Sky. I have it.
Right.
I'm not sure like how the same... I'm not sure if it's quite as the same as the one they've got in America, because I think the one in America is a full-on streaming service, whereas this seems to be just like it shows bits and pieces.
Ah, right. Which means everyone in the UK is going to be illegally watching it.
Yeah.
And it's also being made by A24.
Yes, which was... the bit I was most interested in.
I think it's the bit most people are interested in, because, you know, we've said this before, we're not really fans of that franchise.
Mm, no,
so there's no reason for us to be excited, but this is a bit different.
Yeah.
Because it just because it's got that A24 attached to it, and also the name Brian Fuller, who did Hannibal.
Yes.
Which I didn't see, actually.
Hannibal, aesthetically, it's good. It is good. I think it... nearly outstayed its welcome, but visually it's great. Like it's got some fantastic ideas.
But for Friday the 13th fans, this is big news, because they've been waiting a long old time because of
legal worries.
Yes. Legal issues, legal problems that are complex.
Yes. It seems to have been resolved.
Seems to have been resolved. So it all goes back to the original Friday the 13th. It was written by a guy called Victor Miller. And directed by Sean S. Cunningham. And basically, the legal battle has been between Victor Miller and Sean S. Cunningham as to who owns what rights.
Yeah.
And the idea is that, you know, the name Friday the 13th, Camp Crystal Lake, and all of that is one thing, but then you have adult Jason in a hockey mask and his likeness rights and that character rights, which is another thing that Victor Miller didn't write.
No.
And then also you have the debate as to whether Victor Miller was actually working for Paramount at the time or whether he was an independent contractor, freelance writer. If he was a freelance writer, it's his. If he was under contract from Paramount, it's Paramount's.
Yes.
So that's what's been going on. And I think a judge decided that basically Victor Miller owns Friday the 13th, but he doesn't own Jason.
Yeah.
As we know him.
Everything to do with the first movie.
Yeah.
So the name Friday the 13th, like the characters of like Mrs. Voorhees, that kind of thing. But yeah, adult Jason.
No.
And the
hockey mask.
After him. Yeah, and the hockey mask, the iconic hockey mask and all that.
Yes.
Hence why we could have Jason X.
Yes.
And stuff like that, but they couldn't be called Friday the 13th Part 10.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's the last one we got, wasn't it? Apart from the remake, which
Jason X. And was that? Oh, no, Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, yeah, not. Well, it wouldn't be called Freddy versus Friday the 13th, would it? Because that's stupid.
Nightmare on Elm Street versus Friday the 13th.
That's not going to fit on my marquee. It
just doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. But everybody was under the assumption that Sean S. Cunningham was the sole owner of these rights. Not the case, it would turn out, as there is a guy called Bob Barsamain who owns a company called Horror Inc.
Yeah.
And they own it as well.
Yes.
So Sean S. Cunningham isn't the sole owner of these rights. He owns it in conjunction with this Horror Incorporated, and Bob Barsamain owns Horror Incorporated. Bob Barsamain and Victor Miller are both producers on this new TV
series.
Show.
Yeah.
So it would seem you can have Freddy in this.
Everybody who owns all of the rights to do with anything to do with Friday the 13th have come together.
Are working on this show. But are they going to be sat in a meeting room across from each other like, you know? No, no, hang on. There's not enough Jason in this scene. Like, well, I don't want Jason in the scene.
Yeah. I want Mrs. Voorhees.
Yeah.
she's the big bad. No.
Also, this is a prequel.
So he's not... Do you remember when we did the episode and they kept mentioning about how like this guy's parents used to own, what's his name? The weird creepy dude, his parents fucking owned the car before and they went mad or something. It was like, that would make an interesting sort of story. So I'm assuming...
That's what we're going to get.
But then, I don't know, all of the... Because obviously we don't know, but like, because all of the articles and everything I've read have obviously included a picture of the hockey mask and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean that that's what we're going to get. This is pre-Jason, or I guess when Jason died.
Yeah, I reckon it'll end with Jason drowning.
At least the first season.
Yeah.
And then it would just become, I don't know.
Friday the 13th. Friday, we shall see. Would have just dismissed it, but
with A24
and Brian Fuller attached, and everybody coming together to produce it and co-produce it, it looks like the most positive outcome this franchise could have out of all the shit that's going on or has gone on over the last decade.
I mean, like I said, I always like the concept of Jason. It's just the films are not great.
No, they don't hit all the time. What else have we got? James Gunn.
Yes.
James Gunn has gone from low budget indie film director for Troma to head of DC for Warner Brothers. In not that long, you know, fairly short amount of time, really.
Him and Peter Safran.
Yes.
Well, basically, he came on board to do The Suicide Squad. And then,
which is great, by the way.
So The Suicide Squad is easily one of the best films to come out of DC
ever.
For a while.
With that and The Batman.
Yeah. So, and it's probably the best film out of the DCEU stuff, like that's part of all of that,
right?
I enjoy it. It's fun. James Gunn, I like his whole aesthetic. I like the stuff he does. And they've gone, well, that seemed to work. Have the rest of it.
Which surprises me, because who was that guy that was just cut everything, delete everything?
Oh, what, the one who took over? David Zaslav.
David Zaslav.
He's the guy who'd just come on as the head of Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and he was like, get rid of everything.
Yeah,
like,
was it the Batgirl, Bennett, all that?
They reckon... They
dubbed the Caped Crusader.
They did.
Before it was even shown to anybody.
Their story now is that they've made money out of binning Batgirl.
They haven't.
But they were actually, you'd be surprised. We made a profit. Yeah, I would be surprised, because it's bollocks.
No one saw it. And you spent $90 million on a film which you threw in the bin without anybody seeing it or buying a ticket.
Nah. Tax break.
I mean, to be fair, they could be right, because everyone knows Hollywood accounting. Dodgy as. So James Gunn has basically been put in charge of DC's Warner Brother arm.
Allegedly, they have set out a 10-year plan going forward for movies. I don't know. Have you seen Black Adam?
No. Probably not going to.
Okay, so spoilers for Black Adam, just quickly.
Oh, even I know this. Doesn't fucking...
Yeah, okay, yeah, it was leaked anyway. Obviously, Henry Cavill turns up at the end as Superman. So I'm assuming that these movies that have come before, they're going to carry on that sort of link, that linked universe.
Yeah.
I guess.
The Snyderverse.
What Snyder started. So they're still going to... But apparently they're going to... The next Superman movie is going to be a little bit more upbeat, a bit more James Gunn.
Less dark and Nolan-y.
Yeah. So, which is the right direction for Superman. He's not Batman.
No, Batman is Batman.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be like in this dark, moody world where he feels guilt for everything he does.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be like a beacon of hope.
It'd be interesting to see what James Gunn can get away with.
Yeah.
Considering Mr. Zavlov seems like a, you know, bit of a hand at the grindstone type. So we shall see what he's, you know, don't try James Gunn and be like, yeah, I want $200 million to make a zippy, fun Superman movie. And Zavlov's like, no. Here's $50. I need the rest for my ham addiction.
Ham addiction.
He looks like he likes ham. I'm just saying. He looks like he goes to a shop and buys a whole ham and starts eating it on the way home.
Like a rum ham.
Yeah, rum ham. but yeah, it's going to be interesting moving forward. I think it's definitely a positive. Like you said, considering, you know, I'm not a fan of the Snyderverse myself.
Not particularly.
I did like the Suicide Squad. I do like the Batman. Mm-hmm. But yeah, generally DC has been missing a lot.
I think it can only be a good thing. I think it's a step forward in the right direction for DC.
Let's hope so. Right, some reviews for you next up. We've got two reviews of two films. I'll start with Barbarian, because you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I saw this, I think just for Halloween, or maybe Halloween weekend. The less you know, the better.
Yes, I've read this.
So, not much I can say about it. It starts off with a woman going to an Airbnb that she's staying in, and there is a mix-up, and there's someone already staying there.
Bill Skarsgård.
It's Bill Skarsgård. You think, well,
this is in the trailer.
Yes. And she's like, and he's like, well, why don't we just both stay here? And she is wary and be like,
as you would be.
Don't know. Mm. Even though you're Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
I don't know if I totally trust you.
You look a bit like Pennywise.
And it goes from there, and it gets weirder. Then it sort of twists and gets weirder, twists again and gets weirder, and then it ends.
Excellent. And that is a fantastic review.
There are some genuinely scary moments in it.
Really?
There are some
good
actual, like, hubba bits. A couple of scenes especially stick out.
I'm here for it. Is it on streaming anywhere at all? Can you rent it?
Not legally.
I will keep an eye out anyway.
Justin Long is in it?
He is, which, yeah, I didn't, was a surprise to hear.
Justin Long is actually quite good in it.
I like Justin Long anyway.
I don't.
Like, I know he does a lot of Kevin Smith stuff, but I like Kevin Smith.
Well, I don't like Justin Long unless he's playing an arsehole. He's really good at playing a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit in this, like he was a piece of shit in Tusk.
Right.
He's quite good at...
I love Tusk.
Yes. Yeah, he is quite good at playing a douchebag.
Yeah, does he play that version of himself in This Is The End? One where there's like everyone dies. Yeah, he plays a complete prick in that.
Like,
And he's he is very good at it.
Yeah, surprisingly good. Because as soon as he came on screen, I didn't know he was in it.
Yeah.
And then he appears on screen, I was like, ah, fuck. But then as we follow his character for a bit, I was like, I hate to say it. It's kind of like when you watch Logan Paul wrestling. You're like, God, he's actually really good. Damn, yeah. I wanted to hate him, but he's actually really fucking good. it does fall down a little bit with some cliched, dumb character decisions that you get in a lot of horror movies.
Right.
I mean, most horror movies have this, but especially when it seems to, you know, it sets up a character as being one way, and in the next act, they're doing something stupid. You know, like, that, you know, sets up, here's a character, they're like, they seem quite intelligent, and then in the next act, they're just doing all the dumb shit that dumb people do in horror movies.
Right.
That's his biggest letdown, is there's a few bits where you're like, no, don't, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Other than that, really enjoyed it. Fresh, original. Haven't seen anything quite like it in a long time. Like I said, the less you know about it, the better. It just it turns on a dime, as they say.
Yeah.
It goes from one thing to the other really quickly. It's a bit of a head fuck, but ultimately worth it. It's a good film.
I'm in.
Cool. Next up, the one everyone was talking about a couple of weeks ago. Terrifier 2.
I love Terrifier 2.
This is obviously part 2 in the this Terrifier franchise. 3 is planned, I should say that. This is Art the Clown. He's back. Somehow. Doesn't matter how. He's back.
And... Well, at the end of Terrifier, it's like, and now he's supernatural.
Yes. and this... Now we have the sequel. The budget of this was, I believe, somewhere in the... I think it was under $1 million. Like two.
But this was filmed before COVID.
This was filmed before COVID. This was primarily. This was based. This film. So Terrifier, really low budget, 90 minutes slash a movie.
Yep.
Art the Clown. it went wild.
Yeah.
It really took off.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. And so everybody wanted a sequel. This second one was partly funded by an Indiegogo campaign, which I contributed to, by the way, and my name is in the fucking credits, so keep an eye out for that. That's worth sticking around for. And so this film now, they've got, it's still not massive, you know, I'm talking millions of dollars, but it's in the hundreds of thousands, budget now. And this is funded, essentially, this has been made for the fans, and it gives the fans what they fucking want.
Absolutely.
Because, yes, there is a studio, but generally, you know, you're sort of like, well, I'm a fucking contributor to this, I've contributed to the budget of this, and this is what I want.
Yeah,
there isn't. You know, there are producers, but it's less kind of pressure from like a studio head being like, "Well, we'll tone that down a bit." It's like, "Well, hang on, they've already paid to see some fucked up shit, so we've got to show them some fucked up shit."
Yeah,
it is obnoxiously long.
It's over 2 hours.
It is, I believe, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but it isn't boring.
Doesn't outstay its welcome at all.
No, it really doesn't.
It flew by when I was watching it. I mean, I am a bit of a simp for this film. Like, I really enjoyed the first one. I think Art the Clown is a modern horror icon.
Yeah.
Like, in my view, he could stand shoulder to shoulder with Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Like, he's genius. And the whole B movie, practical effects, schlocky, just adds to the charm of this.
Mm. Like, oh yeah, the practical effects, you can't knock them really. And Damien Leone, the director, that was what he started out as, and he even did a lot of the practical effects on this himself.
Mm.
It doesn't hold back,
nope,
at all in terms of gore. Mm. And
I mean, minutes into the film, like, it
basically, this film just does what the fuck it wants.
Yeah,
and it's refreshing to see that. It doesn't give a fuck. It's got no massive studio behind it being like, well, whoa there. It makes, you know, even Halloween Kills look pretty fucking tame.
Yep.
In fact, it makes most modern horror films look pretty tame. But that isn't to say it's not torture porn.
No.
It's just, I can't really explain it. It's a slasher movie, but it's just with extra
just
fucking
ramped
blood.
Up.
Yeah, basically.
It's a ramped up slasher movie.
A slasher movie on steroids.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there is a plot.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, it's the plot mainly serves to just move the action along and stuff. But I mean, as well, the fact that this film kind of does what it wants, it doesn't focus on trying to tie up anything to do with the plot. Really, it basically ends leaving you with loads of questions. Like, and you're just like, you have to see the third one now.
Yeah, it adds, like you said, it adds more of a supernatural elements.
Yep.
Into this film, but doesn't really it brings up a lot of questions and doesn't answer them.
Yeah.
And it makes it, it's like, it's gone from just being a slasher movie to more the surreal slasher, more like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Where you can have that kind of, well, now that we've established that there's something not human about art.
Yeah.
We can now start doing whatever the fuck we want in terms of like visuals. There's dream sequences in it.
Yeah,
it gets totally fucking wild.
There's a specific character in the film that you're never sure whether that character exists just in art's head.
Yes,
but then seems to other people can see that character. It's a weird like conceit.
Well,
and our main characters are allegedly very important to that. They're linked to art in some way.
Yeah,
but it doesn't tell you how.
No, because the whole time, like, I had my fucking ideas.
Yeah.
And well, I still do. But apparently, if you want spoilers, you can listen to Damien Leone's Blu-ray commentary, or you can wait for the third one.
See, I'm waiting for the third one.
I'm
definitely waiting for the third
because,
one.
Because, like I said, it brings up a load of... We've taken him from just... Now that he's got a budget, a slightly bigger budget.
Yeah.
He's taken this character, which he's like, okay, it's a slasher movie. Here's what I can do with this money. Now I've got more money. I can do what I want with him now, probably what he's always wanted. And now you can add the supernatural elements to art.
Yeah.
And start, I guess, I don't know, he's probably had the story and everything. Because apparently the character of, is it Sienna?
Yes.
Played by Lauren Lavera.
Yep.
He's had
fantastic.
Yeah, she is brilliant in it. He's had that character for as long as he's had Art the Clown.
She was supposed to be in the first movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think it's always been his plan that there was more to Art. He is this supernatural thing. There is more going on than just a guy going around killing people.
Dressed as a clown.
Dressed as a clown, a very creepy clown. Now we're starting to see that, but we still haven't been revealed. Not everything has been revealed yet.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't scared to just go, fuck you. Like, you just have to wait.
Yeah, like, basically. And
I'm going to give you tidbits. I'm going to be like, this is going to... And at the end, you're like, oh!
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... there's a tiny little... Not end of credits, but the film seems to end and then it goes on to this other bit, which is fucking insane.
Yeah, and Chris Jericho shows
Chris
up.
Chris Jericho is in it, is in that little bit. And then the main heroine from the first film is... it's just fucked.
Yeah.
it's so weird.
It gets more supernatural, weirder, more surreal. Then it ends, and then it gets even more weirder.
It just goes balls out fucking insane.
Yeah. Highly recommend, if you haven't seen Terrifier, you can watch the original Terrifier short on YouTube.
Yeah.
Then check out Terrifier 2. It's already a fantastic franchise. I hope it carries on, not forever, obviously, but I hope...
needs a third.
Oh, definitely. We need to get this. Whatever Damien Leone's, whatever story he's had in his head for the last 10 fucking years, I want him to fulfill that on screen.
Need it
all out. Yes, yes. Yeah, highly recommend. That was Terrifier 2. Anything else? Are we on to deaths?
I thought I'd throw in, I discovered, I sent it to you. There's a trailer for Gale.
Yeah.
Which is, I haven't watched the trailer yet. I saw the article and sent it to you.
It looks so shit.
But yeah, this is basically another take on the Wizard of Oz story. But it's like where Dorothy is an older woman now.
With dementia.
And her brain is fucked from... brain's destroyed from this, like, travelling backwards and forwards between this, like, other realm and, like, real life and stuff. And, of course, we've got Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey that we talked about.
Yep.
So it seems that there is a little bit of a trend at the moment of people taking things that I assume are in the public domain, like old, like...
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, these fairy tales and children's stories and stuff, and making them into
shitty low budget horror movies. That the Winnie the Pooh one looks kind of fun.
Yeah,
the Gale. I watched the trailer for it. It looks fucking terrible.
I mean, it is a story though, in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Wizard of Oz that could lend itself to a horror element.
Well, we've already got that. Return to Oz. That film's terrifying.
It is terrifying. You are right.
There was another one which I've already forgotten. Another old fairy tale they're making a horror movie of. Hansel and Gretel's been done a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, now these properties that are coming into the public domain, and people, because you don't need to, anybody can make a film about anything. Recently, The Great Gatsby came into the public domain. So 1920s slasher movie in New York. Yes, fucking please.
Freddy versus The Great Gatsby.
Yes. Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, I
Art the Clown versus the Great Gatsby.
Yes, oh, I mean,
because he's already like
vaudeville.
The vaudeville clown, fucking mime artist. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, mimes everyone to death.
Yeah, apparently, Scream 6 is going to be set in New York.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Ghostface takes Manhattan.
We went to see that last one, and I was wildly underwhelmed.
Yeah, it was pants.
It was shit. I'm not too fussed about another Scream film. I mean, yeah, I have been reading the articles and they are like trying to ramp it up. So it's going to be like way more
gory.
It's going
to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Yeah. This one's going to be good.
But what's her name's opted out, isn't she?
Nev Campbell.
Sydney. Yeah, she's not going
to
be in it.
Yeah. She can't afford to live in Manhattan.
No. So. And they killed off Dewey.
Yep.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
So it's just
going to
be Courtney Cox then?
I guess. Yeah. Maybe we'll have a crossover with the Leprechaun and Jennifer Aniston will show up.
Yeah.
Fuck it. All of the friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matt Perry's like really popular right now. Made a fucking joke about Keanu Reeves. He went from like literally everyone was like, look at him. He's doing so well, Matthew Perry. He's fought his addictions and stuff. Yeah. He's great. And then he was like, oh, Keanu Reeves a bit shit. And everyone went, fuck you, Matthew Perry. I hope you die of alcoholism.
God.
It's weird.
Yeah. You know what we could do with? Horror version of?
What?
Proper full-on horror version, Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol?
It's already got ghosts in it. I mean, it is already a horror story in a way.
Yeah.
But every iteration of it, apart from apparently the one of Guy Pearce that the BBC made a few years back, which I cannot find anywhere.
Oh, I remember.
I really want to see it, because apparently the BBC, I think it was 2019, made A Christmas Carol, a three-part mini-series with Guy Pearce as Scrooge. And it's supposed to be really fucking dark.
Yeah, I remember it being advertised, and I never saw it.
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere. I can't stream it, can't fucking find it on Blu-ray or anything.
It's not an iPlayer?
Nope.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. That would definitely lend itself to that. All right, dead people.
Dead people. Who's dead?
Well, of course, we haven't recorded for a couple of weeks. So we had Leslie Jordan.
Ah, oh, damn.
Passed away, yeah.
Car accident, wasn't it?
It was a car accident, yeah. Which is a
shame. American Horror Story alumni.
Yeah.
Instagram sensation.
Yeah.
Daddy, watch me. Daddy, watch me twirl.
Yeah, you did. He was also in one of the Friday the 30th. He was in Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday.
Shit, haven't seen it. Well, we're going to end up doing that at some point. Yep. As we did say we do all the films. So we do them all.
The Help. And he was also in The Last Sharknado, It's About Time.
Well, what a legacy. I'd be proud of that.
He's been in films and TV for
decades.
Yeah.
And, all round entertainer.
Yeah, so yeah, tragic. Mm. And then, of course, just yesterday,
Kevin Conroy,
damn. The voice of Batman,
the definitive voice of Batman for most people alive.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, yeah. If you were a kid in like the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, you were definitely watching Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, it's still one of my favorite shows. Mm. I fucking love it, and of course. Carried on voicing Batman in a lot of animated stuff, as well as the Mask of the Phantasm. Yep, as well as the Arkham games, which are fucking superb games. And passed away yesterday at the age of 66.
Yes, which is no age.
No, it's not. I didn't.
Do you know why? I haven't read anything that said. I mean, it only happened yesterday.
Oh,
I think
I saw somewhere he had cancer.
Oh, really? I mean, if you do look at pictures of him from.
The last couple of years,
he did seem to lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Stuff. He did finally get to play a live action version of Bruce Wayne as well.
Yes.
In, what was it?
Batwoman.
Batwoman,
which everyone
unfortunately.
Hated.
Yeah.
Anyway. but yeah, he was Batman. He's the best person who ever played Batman. Will be remembered.
We managed to have a Batman voice that wasn't like, I'm Batman. So, like, it was.
Yeah, that was because it's his natural voice. And that whole, you know, Batman has one voice, Bruce Wayne has another voice, that was his idea originally. Yeah. He started that with the animated series. And it's perfect casting. And yeah, just whenever you think of Batman, like, if you read a Batman comic, that's the voice I hear in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
It's iconic. And yeah, it's real. Did you know he's gay?
I did not.
Yeah, he was gay. I only found out this morning. I had no idea. Not that it matters, but
no.
Just interesting point. I didn't know he was gay. Because he wrote something for DC, like a LGBTQ...
All right.
Something for DC. I'm not sure exactly. He wrote something. And this is, I think it was a couple of years ago. And that's when most fans found out he was gay.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we didn't know. I don't think it was a secret, but people just didn't know.
So. Yeah. There was no reason for him to come out and be like, by the way, I like penis.
Yeah.
Bad dick.
sad, only 66 and real shame. And the Arkham games are fuck. I'm going to replay all the Arkham games, possibly on Twitch if you're interested in, if I ever figure that out. But they're great, they're really replayable as well. Plus, we're not going to get another Arkham game.
Well, no, not with
I know Arkham anyway. Arkham Origins didn't have him, but there won't be another. We've got that Arkham Knights, which has just come out, but Batman's not in it.
Well, apparently it's completely different. Like, there's like the combat studio. Is different. Like,
yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, it's not really like one of the Arkham games. Like, it was made by the same people, and they've taken everything that people really...
No, it wasn't.
Is it not? I thought it was made by the same people.
No, Rocksteady made the three. So Arkham, Asylum, City, and Knight were made by Rocksteady Studios.
Right.
Their next project is Kill the Suicide Squad.
Right.
It was a different company that made Arkham Origins, which is the prequel, which isn't a bad game.
Yeah.
It could do with a fucking remaster, though. They're the ones that have made this Arkham Knight.
I was going to say, because it looks similar.
Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knights.
Whatever it's called, yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't have Batman in it anyway.
Because he dies at the end of Arkham Knight. Allegedly. Supposedly. Who knows. Right. That's it.
Then, I guess.
That's that. For the news, some good news, some bad news. Tis what it is, people. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ta-da.